Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the March 27th, 2017 regular Othello City Council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and the council and the wisdom for the decisions that we make. And now, if you'll all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. As we move to item 1.4 on our agenda, before I move into that, I want to welcome Pastor Akwesi from Ghana. He is here with us tonight from our sister city delegation, and he last year presented me with this ceremonial robe, which I'm wearing tonight. And also, we continually fly the flag of Ghana in our city council meetings. So I want to welcome him. He's going to be on the agenda later tonight. And as I move to item 1.4, roll call, we have two members who couldn't make it tonight. One of those is Angel Garza, and the other is Gina Doro. I'd entertain a motion to excuse those members from tonight's city council meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We move to item 1.5, citizen input. This is a segment of the city council meeting where residents of the city of Othello can address the city council with any item that they wish to address us with. They have up to 5 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone here who would like to address the council tonight? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to item 2, the approval of our agenda. I entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Make that motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's made second, and all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is our consent agenda. Noting that there is, in the consent agenda, a reappointment of Richard Hudnall to the Othello Housing Authority. I think we have another member that we're going to hear from, whether they intend to be reappointed, but that'll be next month. So right now, I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we'll move to our current business, and item 4.1 is our sister city delegate, Dr. Akwesi Osibonsu. Dr. Akwesi, would you please come forward and step to the microphone, and we'll give you up to 15 minutes to address the city council as our sister city delegate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
I am very privileged, it's my privilege and honor to come this evening to let you know what's happening in my country and also in our community, the little community that we become affiliated with you. We just had our election, just the same time that the Americans had the election. We was great by the great of God, the grace of God. We elected a very, we had a very peaceful election. There was no problems. We had a big tension that everybody didn't know the direction it was going. But as the history of my country, we've never had a civil war in Ghana. And it's just by the grace of God, we managed to sail through. The new government is in town, is working very hard and making sure that the people will have a very stable lifestyle and good governance. And everybody is rolling their sleeve to make sure that we can all become accountable to whatever God has given to us. It's not going to be easy, but we're all working very hard to come to that fruition. In Wolensee, which is in the northern part of Ghana, and Nanumba North, and then Nanumba South. From last year, the middle of the year, we had a little bit of a struggle between two chiefs. And I'm sure in America, you've gone past the chieftaincy. So when we talk about chiefs, not many people do understand who is a chief and what is the role of a chief. It's enshrined in the Constitution of Ghana that the chiefs play a very important role in the community. But whenever a chief dies, there are two schools of thought, where there's one tribe that they go maternal, and there's another tribe that they go paternal. That means if a chief dies, the uncle, the sister's children, becomes the people to inherit. That's the maternal. And the paternal is when a chief dies, any of his children, sons, can inherit him. And you have to forgive us. We, in Africa, people have different wives. They have multiple wives, just like the Mormons. They have maybe two, three, four. And because of that, it has created a lot of problems in the northern part of Ghana, where we have our sister city. And so in the in Nanumba North, when the chief died, sometimes you break, they are all cousins, the Nanumba South and the Nanumba North. And the Nanumba South, where it's Wolensee, the chief goes to goes and support another chief from a different mother, who is also like a nephew. And so it caused a lot of trouble. And so right now, the place is very, very volatile. It's not peaceful, and it's very difficult to have a better understanding and to work in that condition of making sure that the job that we want to do. And I spoke to the chief, and the chief told me that, look, it's very, very difficult. The place is unstable. I cannot guarantee any visitors from coming from outside. And it's a prayer that our sister city works so that the benefit. And as I was coming, I spoke to him again. I said, what should I tell the people? He said, because of the unstableness of the place, you have to continue to pray so that we will have a very stable and peaceful community to work in. And I said, okay, I'll carry that message to our partners, and then we see what we can do afterwards whenever there is that opportunity. And so if you Google, go on the map, you Google on the Ghana web, you will see, I think in January also, there were about 10 people when they had the crashes, about 10 people that lost their lives. And I don't think that it is good to bring anybody from the city to go and say that, let's go to the north and just do something there. I don't think it is a wise thing to do. And so I came this evening just to know that if we can consider to sit down and look at it. Yes, the problems that we have is still there. There is that part of the country is so volatile, but there is another part of the country that we can also look at in terms of providing the assistance in terms of agriculture. And thank God, this present government would like to make Ghana the breadbasket of West Africa and also to Africa. And they are working very hard to make sure that people, and boy, when I heard the president talk about that, I said, this really right into the vision that God gave to us maybe 2004, as we started to bring the community and introduce the community into our country. But because they cannot guarantee the safety of our people, we said, look, I just want to petition the council to say, let's look at a different community, a different town, that you can become a very good, give us a good assistance in whatever we want to do. And so the country is good. We're working. We have our challenges. But I can tell you that God is with us, and we can do all that we can to make sure that the relationship that we have with Othello, we will continue to make it work at any given time that the assistance can be given unto us. I am so glad that right now I have become a chief in one of the communities that I have moved all the way from England to live in Ghana. And so I said I will plead with the city to say that, look, I've been coming here for the past almost 30 years or so. And so I've grown to be much as a part of the community. And I know so many people. I've seen young people that were born when I started coming here. They were young. They are now grown up. They married. They have children. I feel like I'm a grandpa in Othello when I come here. I feel very much like a part of the community. So I would say that with all the challenges that we are facing and we are having, I plead with the council, the mayor, and the community that please, we still need your help. Thank you.
And so also, tomorrow night is a sister city meeting.
Yes.
At 6:30, right here.
Okay.
Kwesi, there was some things you wanted to do that was on your list when you came here. Do you want to tell the council what some of those are?
Yes. Now, what we would like to do is we're looking at the big picture of how we can bring in so many things to come and help us. But when I look at our little community, what we need is just a little, we need, what you call the, an irrigation pump. We already have our wells that we need an irrigation pump to be able to get the water out of the wells and pump it into the field. And also we need a solar power. If we use the solar panel to get the job done, it's just easy. It's not gonna cost us that much. And when we talk to the experts in our country, to put the whole project together is less than $10,000. About $9,000, we can get the pump, we can get the solar panels, the company will come and do it all, set it up for us, and provide training. And because the government, the company is found in Ghana, they provide the support and the training until we're able to know what we're doing, and then they leave us to do it. And so we're not asking the community for too much, but we just said, come alongside. We need expertise on how we can farm. The whole country, we don't even have a dairy farm. And as I go around, I look at your cows and I say, how can I even, in my suitcase, if you can put a calf in there and bring it there so that we could just begin to breed that. So these are the simple things that we may need, the help that we will need to be able to facilitate and help us. When it comes to water, as we want to build up a dam, we have it. We just clearing, just before I came, we're clearing a site, about 10
acres.
10 acres, and we have to do everything by our hands. We're going from weeding, and then cut down all the trees, burn them. Tomorrow is the burning time. They'll burn everything out, burn all the trees, and then we clear the field. Everything is being done by hand, by the community. And so we just need a little help where we can begin, and then we build it up. And I strongly believe that for more than 5 years or 6 years or 7 years that we started the sister city, we've not even grown one corn. But, and so it's disheartening. It pains me and it troubles me. And we have nothing to show. But this time, we could do something to bring our brothers and sisters from the north to come down into the south as part of the training that they can come and learn the technology, and then they can go back into the northern part. So we want the training, we want it so bad, and then the little equipment that we could put our hands on that will bring us to step up. The thing is, I was talking to the mayor, and the mayor said, you know, you need this expert and that expert. I said, you have it all here. The mayor, maybe the city hall, you have all your Greek officers, you have all those people. In Ghana, we have them, but it will cost a whole lot of money to hire them and get them to do it. Nobody will do anything for free. So we have to begin from somewhere. So if we can get the training, which is paramount, we need it. We need to be trained. And our people, listen, the mayor was so grateful, he sent letters for some of my people to come with us. They wouldn't give them the visa. It wasn't because of racism. It wasn't because the letter wasn't good. It's because the farmers, it was difficult for them to speak. I'm sure if they were to come here this evening, they would be so sad. Even when I started, I was fumbling just because you're coming from one climate to the other, the people you see, all the handsome people, beautiful people, then you fighting, but right now warming up, you see? So I can talk. So when they go, I was at the American embassy with them, and it was a black person who interviewed them, and he refused them. I'm sure all you white folks will be very happy. It wasn't, no, he was doing his job. They couldn't talk, they froze. So I don't want anybody to think that, oh, the American embassy doesn't like Othello, and because of that, they invite people, they don't give them. No, I was there. The people could not talk. They froze. And so, I went to the same guy, and he gave me the visa. So I cannot put the blame on anybody. It's just the system, the reason that it didn't work. I thought I'll let you know that so that you know it is not. But to save us time is our plea that the city can send some of your expertise, that from the WSU who are in Ghana or any other person that would like to come into our country, safe place, and train, provide the training for us. And I think it's cost effective, it's very, we're not asking for too much, and I'm sure it will go down very well for us.
Thank you. Council,
do you have any questions or
comments you want to make tonight? Very good. Thank you, Kwesi.
Thank you.
Moving to item 4.2 on our agenda is the bond ordinance. And Spencer, you're going to introduce our guest tonight.
Thank you very much. At our last meeting, we met and we discussed a few options for refinancing our 2010 bond for our Main Street project. And at that meeting, we ultimately decided on selecting the option that would cut 4 years off the life of the bond, would pay a little bit more, about $35,000, $40,000 a year. But then at the end of the life of the bond, we'd ultimately save about $400,000. At that meeting, we discussed having a bond ordinance written up, drafted, that would allow Wade and myself to pull the trigger once it's time. And Cynthia Weed with K&L Gates is here tonight to present that bond ordinance. K&L Gates is our bond counsel that represents the city in bonding issues. Cynthia.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, it's a pleasure to be here. And again, for the record, my name is Cynthia Weed, and I'm a partner at K&L Gates. For those of you who've been on the council for some time, the name of the firm has changed. I think when we started doing bond work for the city, it was Preston Thorgrimson. I'm still the same person, been there for a long time, even though the firm name has changed a number of times. And our role, again, is as bond counsel. We are not your regular city attorney, but we represent the city in connection with the issuance of financing obligations. And so it's a pleasure to be here tonight. This is a repeat appearance because we started this process some time ago, and I think you've finally, in the right hands, working with the right financing team to actually get this transaction closed. There are savings to be had, as Spencer has mentioned, there are savings to be had, and this bond ordinance hopefully is going to implement that for you. The bond ordinance authorizes the issuance of up to, but not in excess of, $2.7 million in bonds. This is not new money. There's no new money coming into the city with this, but the purpose of this is strictly to refinance your outstanding 2010 bonds, more or less like refinancing your home to save money. You only will do this in order to save money. We don't actually have the final interest rates right now. Jim Nelson with DA Davidson is going to put out an RFP on April 3rd, and we expect to get responses no later than April 14th and then get this transaction closed as quickly as possible after that time. The ordinance is a delegation ordinance, as Spencer has said. That is, you are now authorizing the city administrator and your finance director to proceed to review the proposals that come in from the various banks. And we have expectations that there will be a number of bids and accept the lowest and best bid for the bonds. And after the bid is accepted and after the transaction closes, Spencer will have a report for you to report how many dollars we've actually saved for the taxpayers here. The ordinance does set up certain parameters. That is, the interest rate can't be greater than 3.7%, but that we expect it to be substantially lower than that. We expect it to be quite a bit lower than that. The other parameters are that this ordinance remains in effect for up to 180 days. Again, no reason to believe, except for some turmoil in the marketplace, that this will take that long. We expect this will be closed within a month or so. And the savings target is 5%, so you should achieve a total savings of at least 5%. And that's 5% in overall debt service over the life of the issue. So it should be financially remunerative and beneficial for the city. We're also going to be repealing that very first bond ordinance that we had. So getting rid of that ordinance and replacing it with this borrowing ordinance. So that ordinance will go away. This will now become the live ordinance authorizing the issuance of these bonds. Again, we expect this will actually be quickly closed because we'll be working directly with the bank. You don't have to worry about SEC regulations or preparing an official statement or a lot of the work that goes along with a public sale. Again, it's been a long time coming, but once we get this bid from the bank, it should be able to be closed very quickly. The bond is subject to federal tax regulations, but you really don't have to worry about that. There's no money left to spend. When all the money comes in, unfortunately, it won't be going into your bank account. It'll go into escrow and be held by U.S. Bank until the call date for the outstanding bonds, which is June 1, 2020. So, unfortunately, no new money, but there will be savings for you that will start, actually will start after we cut off those years, so your overall debt service will decrease. As the mayor well knows, I enjoy talking about bonds more than you would probably like to hear me talk about bonds, but if you have any questions at all, I'd be delighted to answer any questions.
Thank you, Council. I've been over this a number of times, and this was the direction we decided we wanted to go in,
because of the savings and because of the timeliness of the new firm to finish this process. So there are no questions. Everybody's pretty clear. And at this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve this ordinance as presented.
Sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong, Cynthia or Spencer, did you not say that we needed to repeal the other ordinance that we passed first?
1470. Well, that's embedded in this ordinance.
It's part of it. Okay, sorry.
It's part of this ordinance that you're repealing.
I misunderstood. I just want to make sure we were doing this.
No, it's all connected, so
okay,
it's
good.
All put together in the same ordinance. So
okay,
PO 14. Once you adopt this ordinance, the other ordinance is gone.
Just making sure we were doing it. Thanks.
Okay. Yep.
You want to make that a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance allowing staff to move forward with the bond refinance.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. My staff had prepared a gift for our sister city, which I forgot to give, so could I Quasi call you up again one more time? And as the mayor and the city council and the staff of the city of Othello, we present to you this gift. It's full of items from different activities and things that all about Othello. So,
thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's move to... Thank you, Cynthia. We're going to move to item 4.3, public hearing, Noel Communications variance. And... excuse me, give me a second, Travis.
Good evening, thank you very much.
Hold on, Travis.
Okay.
At this time, I'd like to open the public hearing for the Noel Communication variance at 6:59 p.m. And staff is going to present to the council description of the variance and what exactly that Noel is asking for in this variance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the record, my name is Travis Goddard. I'm the Community Development Director for the City of Othello. And I'm here before you tonight on the Noel Communication Variance Request. And sorry, that's the one. Thanks, Spencer. Could you move forward a couple pages? I believe it's the... Oh, is it? There you go. That's good. So Noel Communication, if you're familiar with them, they are a fiber optic communication provider for the city of Othello. Their main trunk line comes up Highway 24, and we recently had a request by them to do an overhead line in the industrial lane area south of Highway 26. And at the time, we had a large conversation between NOAA-NET and Noel Communication about the requirements by the city ordinance to place new facilities underground, and they had requested a variance to go overhead at that time, and the majority of the work had already been done. And so those variances were approved, but they were told at that time that the city did not want to have to entertain any additional requests. This application was submitted because Noel Communication has been requested by CDHA to connect their new facility. They currently receive service that comes from, it comes down Main Street, and it's provided by NOAA-NET, or I'm sorry, it might be Northland Communication. I think it's NOAA-NET. They come down 14th, and they are the primary service provider for CDHA. CDHA is working with Noel Communications so that they have a secondary line, so that if the primary line coming down 14th Avenue or Main Street gets cut or damaged, that they would automatically be able to switch to the backup and they would have a second source or a looped source for communication. The problem that NOAA-NET is facing, Noel Communication is facing, and that is the closest line that they have in 7th Avenue, and they requested an above-ground installation. That's what the variance is for, so that they could pop down approximately 60 feet to Highway 26, and then they wanted to use the existing poles that are in the DOT right-of-way to 14th Avenue, and then at that point, they would cross 14th Avenue and dip down into the ground in a conduit that's already installed in the 14th Avenue project that we just completed. So they are asking for this. Staff As soon as we received the application, we contacted them and had a communication, and we pointed out that we were not interested in another overhead line. And it just so happened that we are going to a public hearing on April 4th for the Olson Homes Sagestone 8th Edition subdivision, which is in this field and goes from Gemstone down to the highway. And so we told them that Columbia Street will be placed as part of that subdivision. It's a connection from 7th Avenue to 14th Avenue, and therefore it would actually be a more direct route, and that it has not been constructed, so it would actually be more efficient for them to simply install it in the utility trenches that are going to be done as part of that subdivision. And the staff recommendation was for denial of the variance request. No communication has had a chance to review the staff report. I had a conversation with them today. They do not want to, they understand the city's position. They do not necessarily want to make an argument for approval of the variance. They did, however, ask that we continue the hearing till April 10th, so that's your next meeting. The reason for that is April 4th, which is a week from tomorrow, is the public hearing before the hearings examiner for the Sagestone 8 subdivision. And assuming that the subdivision will be approved, they have some confidence that the Columbia Street will be constructed and that they will be able to place it in the ground. Their only concern was they don't necessarily want the variance denied, because if the subdivision doesn't go ahead, then they would have to come back and apply for another variance and start the process again to request to go into 26th Avenue. The other point that I pointed out to them, and that is, if they want a variance, I would ask that it be contingent upon placement of the above line infrastructure or above ground infrastructure on the telephone lines. But once Columbia goes through and they have the conduit in the ground, that they would remove the overhead line. So in other words, if they want to, even in a worst case scenario, if they want to place it, it would be temporary and they would immediately have to take it down as soon as they have the Columbia Street right of way. So in other words, even an approved variance would be temporary in nature. And so they said they understood, but they would still like to continue the hearing for 2 weeks so that they can make sure that Sagestone is going to proceed. And that's essentially the end of my proposal.
So to be clear, they're only requesting 60 feet of variance from the city of Opella?
So the 60 feet is, so the 60 feet is 7th Avenue from their existing pole. They would have to come south to the highway.
Yeah.
And then it would be, I believe it's probably about 3,000 feet along the right of way. So the 60 feet is just how long they're going to have to be in the 7th Avenue right of way. Then they're going to be in DOT jurisdiction. The DOT ironically sent us a comment saying that they would only approve a franchise agreement to be placed in the right of way if there was no other reasonable alternative. So we're essentially saying, no, you have a reasonable alternative, and the DOT is backing us up saying that we will not let you in the right of way if you have a reasonable alternative. So in this case, we're backing each other up. But I think the request for a two-week delay makes sense.
Well, I know, Council, in the past, you guys have wanted to see everything go underground. And I think that, you know, what Travis pointed out in the public hearing is that the Knoll still has the, they want us to continue this until the hearings examiner hears the Olson request for Sagestone 3.
Eight.
And when is that?
Sagestone 8.
Sagestone 8. And when is that?
April 4th.
Okay, so then by the 10th, we would have that decision rendered, I would assume,
yep.
That quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we could make a decision if, if I'm Noel, I don't want to do it twice. I don't want to run it overhead and then turn around and have to come back and do it twice. So while you're thinking about those statements, I need to get back to my script on the public hearing. So, and ask for open public testimony, and then we'll deliberate. Unless anybody wants to question Travis later. Is that okay? All right. So now I'm going to open the segment of this public hearing for public testimony. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of this variance? Hearing none, we'll move to, is there anyone neutral to the proposal and would like to address the council? Hearing none, we'll move to those in opposition to this variance. Is there any who would like to address the council? Okay. We'll close public testimony then, and we'll move to the deliberation of the council. That you guys can ask for additional information. You can either grant the request for this variance, or you can ask to continue it, depending what happens with the hearings examiner and Sagestone 8, and which in essence is the rest of the development of that, or you can deny it. And so, council, any thoughts?
Well, I'm gonna make a motion.
Okay.
To deny the variance, simply because I feel it's the proper thing to do, and then we'll let the council vote to what they want to do.
Okay. So we have the motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Okay. I would just say that I think a underground line running through Columbia Street, one, keeps the integrity of our code. But two, what that does is that opens up that whole area to now have fiber optic line where people now, who many of you have received the same complaints that I have, that we have too slow of internet service available here, that would open up speeds of 50 and 100 megabytes per second or more to people who would live in that area, and I think it, just for that reason alone, it would make it very desirable for them to live. Having said that, we have a motion made and seconded. Any other discussion on it?
I just want it to be known that we're not prohibiting them from doing what they're requested to do. We're asking them to put 60 feet underground within the city of Ofello. That's it, 60 feet.
Actually, Travis, it's not just 60 feet. They'll be all along Columbia underground.
No, no. Right now, today, they're asking for a variance for 60 feet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, to go
overhead.
To go into their right.
To tie into the right-of-way for Highway 26. All we're denying them is the right to do that, that variance.
That's what your motion says.
So if they want to bury it, they can continue with their project. We're talking 60 feet of burial in an area where there's nothing to be obstructing them. So that's the only point I wanted to make, and I've already made my motion. So,
and it's been seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I will close the public hearing now at 7:11 p.m. Thank you. Motion for variance has been denied, and we'll now move to Wade on item 4.4. Travis, for those of you who aren't aware, has sought to relocate closer to his family, and he has been selected for a position in the city of Beaverton in their planning department. As he and I had conversations, Beaverton is one of those places that you really don't want to turn down an offer because you just don't get that many offers, and this is a real opportunity. I also want to say that Travis has helped move the city of Othello into a place of, I mean, he's been a big and tremendous help to us here as the city council, as the mayor, to our whole community in doing our planning and development of a community in the right way. And so I want to express my gratitude to Travis. He's also been responsible for, I don't know if you added it all up, but close to $750,000 in grant money since he has been here. So with that, we're going to need to replace Travis. And so between Wade and I, we've had conversations, and we want to present to the city council tonight a strategy of replacing Travis. Go ahead, Wade.
Okay. Yeah, just echoing what the mayor said, Travis has exceeded your expectations. We didn't know exactly what we were going to get, but he exceeded everything we ever thought we were going to get. So, Travis, thanks for all the hard work you've done for us. And I hate to lose you, but as the mayor said, there's opportunities you can't pass up. So, council, what the mayor and I discussed last week as soon as we heard the news was perhaps to use Proffman again, since we had success. I've had success in the past with the police chief and, of course, with Travis. Limited success with me, but you know,
yeah,
we have used him for a few times now. So I called him up on Friday as soon as I could, on Friday morning, and asked him to give a proposal. I asked him for a frequent flyer discount, which they did. And if you look at the, you know, I didn't post that with that, but the previous contract was a set price of, or additional price going in was $8,500. They reduced that to $7,000. Before it was 8,500 plus expenses, this is 7,000 plus expenses. Spencer ran some numbers, and it looks like even with their, they listed out their other expenses, and the total cost will be, what do you say, Spencer, about 10,600 or so max, and then maybe a little less than that if they have less expenses for advertising and putting flyers out with all their contacts and everything else. So what I'm asking the council tonight is to allow us, the staff, and the mayor to execute a contract as soon as they get it together. They couldn't put the contract together quick enough, obviously. She actually sent this to me Sunday last night. But on the proposal, it's pretty close to what the old contract was. There's some, the contract itself has a couple of legal phrases, which I'll have, of course, Kelly review before we sign anything. But I would ask for council to consider that, please, and allow us to proceed with the contract so we can hire a replacement for Travis. Because as we know, he does stuff other than just planning. He does permit stuff and does a whole bunch of things that we need to get him on board with. And so my job just got a lot harder for the next whatever. So as soon as we can get this replaced, it'll be better. So questions, council?
If you, you're going to be working with Prothrum or whatever Prothrum men company to the job description that you want for what Travis has done.
Right.
Because basically when you got Travis, you got more than what you wanted. And, you know, he's done a lot of things that
exactly.
You'd like to keep the in, you know, the position right. Doing.
And that's a good point. In fact, the mayor and I were talking about one just a while ago about like grants, you know,
yes.
Grant writing and stuff. It's something Travis did. I don't really expect him, but he did and got us quite a few grants. So that's another thing. And I looked at the flyer from last time, and there's several things we want to add on, and that's one of those. So yes, we're going to be doing that.
All right. And I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Prothrum Company to recruit the new city community development director.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And I will be, well, of course, one thing, Prothrum, as part of this contract, I did to emphasize, but I want to remind you, they will give us the names and we'll actually do the interviews ourselves and set that up. So just like last time, I'll be asking one or two council persons to sit on that interview panel with us.
Exactly.
As we do that.
Council is going to participate.
Help the decision. So just be ready for that. Hopefully within the next month or less. We'll see how it goes. Okay.
So I guess it's official, Travis. You can leave now.
No.
Actually, not now. I mean, you leave with our blessing, but Could you tell us when your last day is going to be?
April 14th, 3 weeks from last Friday. What, 3 weeks?
From last Friday. Okay. So, if there's anything that you guys want to know before he goes, the next couple weeks would be a good time to talk to Travis and pick his brain one more time. So, Travis, thank you. Wade, thank you.
Okay.
And then we'll move to item 4.5, fireworks display contract. Wade?
And Council, before you tonight is a contract with the same company we had last year for fireworks. We've used them for quite a few years. Last year we went out and looked for a different company, but in our research we found that there was not another company who could do it better, so we asked this company to plus up their fireworks display. And for you all who actually saw the fireworks display last year, it was pretty doggone good. Again, exceeded our expectations. This is the same contract with one exception. There's an addendum to it they've added for a multi-year contract. They asked for that last year, and I said, well, let's see how you do this year, 16. They did really well. And so staff's recommending that we do a multi-year contract for a couple of reasons. One, they will give us actually more fireworks, and if they give us five more boxes of 100 count or something like that to shoot off as well if that we sign a multi-year contract. Plus, we don't have to go through this churn every year of renewing the contract. It's something that we'll have in place. Same price, we set the price. That, you know, price is always going up. The price will be set at $10,000. So Kelly's looked at this contract. He thinks it looks fine. We made sure we looked at the bid laws just to make sure we were on track with those we are. And barring any questions, that's what I'm proposing tonight.
I like them just because they use local pyrotechnicians, so it's people here from the community who actually set up and shoot the show. And this, that helps us with getting a better show because less money is spent than on paying someone to come from out of town and stay in motel and, you know, all of their expenses. So, yeah, I like this, and I'd entertain a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the 3-year contract with Western Display Fireworks.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Wait. And then tonight, on item 4.6, we have Amy, our Park and Rec Director, to talk about a resolution and facility use agreement. Amy?
Good evening. Tonight I am here to bring a request for a quinceañera in Kiwanis Park. Because of the attendance, this qualifies as a special event. So this requires approval from council. This is our first of many, more than likely, for the year. So the date for this event is July 8th. This has been a very smooth-moving process so far, especially working with somebody in the community who's never had to go through this process. They've been very amicable. They have their insurance certificate already in place for the event, which is a requirement before I come here to speak with you. We've sat down and filled out the special event request packet, which covers just about everything you could think of. We talk about moving picnic benches, picking up garbage, hanging signs, putting tents in the park, bouncy castles, food, electricity, sound, alcohol, all of the things that you could think of that may go into a large gathering in the park. Everything is in compliance with our standards, and they are agreeing to comply with all of those rules. They're expected to have about 300 people in attendance, and the celebration will follow a church service. They're a local Othello family. The one piece of information that's still up in the air is whether or not the church band will be performing live at their event, or if they'll just be using a music player of some sort to amplify music for the event. The sound restrictions are the same regardless of which two paths they choose. There's maybe a little more to discuss whether or not they take the live band route because of electricity restraints that there may be with the roasters and all the other things that they have going on. but we have scheduled a check-in date the first of every month between now and their event in July so that we can keep each other abreast of anything that's going on or anything that changes. So once they have a definitive answer of whether or not they'll have live music, we'll continue to research any electrical needs that may be a concern, and they may perhaps use a generator to use to provide some electricity for the event. It's a one-day event. It's an all-day event, but it's one day. They'll be there early in the morning to decorate and get set up. They'll celebrate, they'll clean up, and then they'll go home. This part of the park that they're requesting to use is shelters 1, 2, and 3, and at Kiwanis Park, those are the shelters that are in the center of the park. So the large southern shelter and the two shelters that are next to the playground, that does leave the other two shelters available. One of those is already rented, but you have asked before that people only use what they need, and that's the part of the park that they need. They will be setting up additional tables and chairs in the grass area between the large southern shelter and those playground shelters. So that middle section of grass, if you're familiar with Kiwanis Park at all, will kind of be theirs for the day. I don't have any real other information to share. Do you guys have any questions about anything?
Yeah, I've got just, and you might have already said it.
Sure.
Time to shut off the lights is what time?
So Kiwanis Park closes at 10 o'clock. Lions Park doesn't close until 11. So their event is scheduled to end at 9 o'clock, giving them an hour to clean up.
So, yeah.
And
the noise deal will be pretty well taken care of by that time.
Yes, sir. And there's no additional lights down at Kiwanis Park, like they're the ball field lights
right,
at Lions
right,
Park, to
right.
be blaring for the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. I entertain a motion to approve this contract.
I'll make that motion.
I second it.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. We have a motion made and seconded to approve this Garza Quinceañera resolution and facility use agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Amy. Item 5 is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to be brought up before the council tonight? I just got a question. Any update on the city engineer?
Yeah, still, this is just what I'm filming for a loop here, so I'm. I'll be working at probably the same time I'm working this. It's like a parking board.
Okay. And new business? Is there any new business? I'd like to bring up the annual PDC filings are required by all of you. You should have received an email.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do that by the deadline. I believe it's either the 15th or the 17th of April.
7th.
Yep. So. The part I like about the online is they save it and you just have to change anything.
Yeah.
That's nice. Again, the spring cleanup starts next week, and I understand from Becky that those for the entire month of April, Becky, do you want to explain what's going on with that?
We received some what they call clean green vouchers from Adams County Landfill for the month of April. We will have them at our office for anybody in the county or the city till March 29th or whatever else we don't we'll give out the login. We'll be mailed back to them. And if anybody is needing them after that time, they can go out to the landfill and give them to them.
So basically, they can pick it up here and at the city until the 29th?
Until the 29th, which is when they have requested that we mail back all unused vouchers or unused trucks that we've given out. And from there on, they will be available at the landfill on Bruce Road until the end of the month.
And so this voucher enables people to move vegetation and dump it for free?
Yes.
Just vegetation?
Just vegetation. They did mention that any load that is mixed with vegetation and other stuff being done will be charged at a regular dump rate.
Okay. And so that, with that voucher, they got in the entire month of April to use it.
If they get one from us and they realize that they need more, they can get more out of the landfill. Mm-hmm. They will have them there before morning, various trips. It is one trip per voucher. That's why they are, they mentioned that if people are needing more vouchers, they are able to spend more than that.
Terrific. Okay.
All right. Council will also receive department head reports. And having no further business to come before the council meeting, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:27 p.m.